from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
I don't like running. You know, I don't like running in the off season. I don't like running sprints. I don't like any of that stuff. The only time I like running is when there's guys chasing me, you know. So trying to get out of that and let these other faster guys and quicker guys and guys that can take some more hits. I mean, I could take a hit or two, but don't want to be in the business of that. So find ways to get it to my backs and my receivers and tight ends.
Josh Allen with Kay Adams. I'm putting up a poll on this. Yesterday's poll about Allen and the MVP. Without running, here's a fun question. Can he win the MVP if he doesn't run? Yes.
Isn't he more likely to win the MVP if it doesn't run? How often does his rushing stats get counted by people?
I think all the time.
I think it's ignored.
He had 15 rushing touchdowns last year.
But
right, 15?
Yes.
He's going to soon be the all-time leader in rushing touchdowns.
But a lot of times you'll see lists put up, or you'll see, you know, whether it's on a broadcast or it's just someone in the media of, hey, who had the most touchdowns this year at quarterback?
I don't agree with that.
And then it's just the passing touchdowns.
I don't agree with that at all. Total touchdowns is a absolute regular stat now that is used every day of our entire lives, total touchdowns.
I just think he'd get more credit if he threw 50 touchdowns than if he threw 35 and ran for 15.
I don't agree with that at all. Total touchdowns. Lamar won the MVP. It's also in part because he ran the ball. Lamar's won it twice.
Yeah.
And the first time he won it, it was because he ran for 1,000 yards.
Well, didn't he have like 36 touchdowns and like 3 picks that year? Throwing through the air?
That year he led the league in passing and ran for 1,000 yards. Last year, Lamar threw for 3,600 yards and 24 touchdowns. That is not an MVP season. You might even say he didn't have an MVP season with the rushing, but the rushing counts. I think Josh could win the MVP without running the football, but I think it helps him. The question there, though, you know, what's the right answer? How much should he run? Here are your options. Yeah. I expect a bell curve, but here are your options. Give us a call on this, 803-0550. A, whenever he wants. Really, whenever he wants, because he's awesome at it. And if he wants to call his own number or wants to tell Joe Brady, give me a run early in the game so I can take a hit. Here's Allen saying, I don't want to be in the business of taking hits. You run into linebackers, man. You pile into people on purpose. And you've also said that you like to get hit to feel like you're in the game.
Mm-hmm.
And here he is saying, like, I don't need to be in the business taking hits. Anyway, what's the right answer? As much as he wants, manage it, or only in the case of an emergency, only scrambles, only live to play another down, live to play another day. I don't anticipate Joe ever really getting off of this conversation. Every year it'll be a thing until, God forbid, he gets hurt one year, and then there'll be a real big snapback to he shouldn't. Even though we have plenty of proof that you only get hurt in the pocket.
Yep.
Which is not, well, I shouldn't say that.
More often you get hurt in the pocket.
Yes. To me, it's a little bit like sharks attack people in 3 feet of water. That's where people are. That's why they attack people in 3 feet of water. That's where people are. Why do quarterbacks get hurt in the pocket more often? That's where they are.
Yeah.
So, of course, more quarterbacks get hurt in the pocket. They're more likely to be hit from behind, blindsided, not ready, not preparing for a hit. But anyway, that's neither here nor there. I'll say this about Allen running the ball. Last year, it went too far down, and we wanted it so much that he took off and ran against the Bucks in the night game, and there was a roar from the crowd that was a bit like a thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. You finally did it. You haven't been doing that. Why haven't you been doing that? But then at the same time, I don't know which game this is. This might be the Miami playoff game. What game is it where Allen runs for a two-point conversion, holds the ball out over the goal line, it gets punched out?
That's Miami.
Okay.
That's Miami in the snow. They're wearing red.
Okay, so that's not a playoff game. That's the game that they win.
That's when they kick a field goal at the end.
Yeah, okay.
That's week 14?
Sure.
Something like that.
That's a game I remember feeling like Ken Dorsey didn't have any other ideas.
Yeah.
Sometimes I feel like Allen runs the ball so much and they call QB power or they call the QB draw in the red zone. Because, yes, he's good at it. But in a perfect world, and if maybe we can't always have our perfect world, in our perfect world, how often would he have a designed run? Is the answer not at all because you do have someone else to do it?
Mm-hmm.
Or is the answer...
Or you just don't, not need it? Like, his best passing season was the year he had the least amount of rush attempts. And isn't that part because they were so prolific throwing the ball, they just felt like, well, what's the point? Why would we ever call an Allen run when Diggs and John Brown are open on every play? And we can get 15 yards here a lot easier, you know?
Yeah. And when he rolls out to the right, there's danger he's going to throw it. And that's probably opened up by the fact that he might run. It strikes me that it's always going to be here as a conversation. And, you know, it's kind of like obscenity. You know it when you see it. What's obscene to someone is not obscene to everyone. And how much should Allen run it? I'm on board with I want him to run. I want him to be himself and to play free. But once I get an offensive coordinator calling three quarterback draws inside the five, I think you need a better plan.
Yeah,
you are leaning on him too much, and you know I tend to bristle at the idea that too much is expected of Josh Allen. He gets the same total yards as most quarterbacks that start for their team. He just decides to call his own number sometimes. So. We'll get some calls on this, 803-0550. Here he is saying, maybe a little bit less. Kay Adams tweeted it. I get the feeling we're going to see less Allen running. And that's something we have to be open to with the new offensive coordinator installing his offense. Maybe Brady's offense flat out doesn't call for it as much. Or maybe it's efficient enough that Allen doesn't feel the need to do it. David in Buffalo is first up this hour. Hey, David, good morning.
Good morning, gentlemen. Thank you for taking my call. On the talk that you guys are basically having right now, I got to basically say, I can see Allen running this ball, but as long as this offensive line can basically protect him, go ahead. But the weapons that we have right now, being able to spread that ball around and not have to have one specific wide receiver that we had to pass it to when we had Diggs. And now that we have multiple players that we can spread the ball out to, Kincaid, Shakir, now Coleman, like we have all these players now. I really don't think we really need to utilize having Allen running the ball because then that in the end of the day, that's going to end up putting us into a place where who knows, Allen's going to end up getting that one hit. That's going to end up taking him out. I don't want to basically sit here and say and jinx it and anything like that, but I think he should hold back on running that ball and just spreading that ball out.
Thanks, David. You know, I actually looked into this a little bit, like the idea of this comment comes up a lot, not feeling the need to throw to one receiver.
Mm-hmm.
In 2021, Diggs had 164 targets. Beasley had 112.
Yeah.
And Emmanuel Sanders had 72, and Dawson Knox had 71, and Gabe Davis had 63.
I'm looking at that year.
That was spreading the ball around.
Yeah. He threw the ball more than any other year by a healthy margin.
Yeah.
Like, and 70 more attempts than his next closest. So, you know, a little bit more. Like, it's not like it was a crazy, crazy amount more, but there were more targets to go around. Are they going to throw the football that much? And how much of that year, I've gone through like scramble percentages before, how often will he feel the need to scramble? Like, there's the design run conversation, and then there have been years of his career where he has scrambled on a higher percentage of dropbacks, in part probably because of what? Like, there wasn't a guy open. So what does he do? He pulls the ball down and he goes and gets 9 yards.
Yeah.
And if there's a guy open over the middle of the field, that's when he doesn't take the run. Right?
Right, and the point on balance, we talk about balance a lot. You can approach it however you want. The way that I think the Bills started to look like what the caller said there is, Diggs' target share pretty much the entire time he was here was steady, the same.
Mm-hmm.
It's only talked about as forcing it to him once the guys right behind him left, Beasley, Brown, and once they asked Gabe Davis to get more, Allen did not throw him the ball more.
And once it stopped working at the end of last year.
Yes, but... Yeah. In 2022, right? It goes Diggs and Davis. That's the first year it's going to be those two guys.
Yeah.
154 and 93. And then McKenzie's there at 65 and Dawson Knox at 65. There's no Kincaid on that team. Those are four targets. The year before, there's a lot more balance. And the balance comes from the middle. And I think that'll be the case this year, too. Like, the balance will come from the middle. If Curtis Samuel gets 113 or 140 targets, great. Second place might be 100. Might be 95.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that's a problem. So I think whether it's advice, I'd advise to look at why it looked unbalanced as more of a function of they took away the middle of their receiving room. The top guy was here the whole time.
Right.
And he was always the number one guy. 803-0550. On Allen and how much he should run. He's talking about not being in the business of running as much as maybe he has, which... is a familiar refrain. What was the thing we've got? We got an open about it, where Allen says he's going to be responsible, like Frank the Tank. A nice little Saturday, you know?
Yes.
Home Depot, Bed Bath & Beyond, and then the game starts, and he's going streaking.
That's the Jet game, right?
That's a lot of games, for better or for worse. Like, that's...
It's a lot of games. That one was ridiculous.
He could sit here and say he's not going to take off as much... Really, what it probably comes down to is the designed runs. Are there 50 fewer designed runs than the last couple years?
Well, last year, did they run any before? Remember the Tampa game? I remember thinking about the Tampa game.
Was there a power, QB power in that game?
Yeah, and it stood out. It was maybe on the first drive because what was that? Remember that game? The problems or the things that felt like where they were missing from the Bills' offense under Ken Dorsey. There was
Kincaid and Josh running.
Not even Kincaid for me. It was two things that I remember from that game. Allen running and tempo. Remember how slow the Bills were playing?
Yes.
And then they entered that game, and it's like they were listening to everybody on the way into that game because they started that drive playing fast, and Allen was running the ball. And that's middle of the season. Allen was not running it on QB designed runs much. It was all scrambles. And then as the season went on, they started running more designed runs more and more, probably because in part they felt like they needed to. And that's where I wonder about this year is maybe they'll try the same thing. Start the year off with, hey, let's try not to design as many runs for Josh because we've got this play for Samuel and we've got this package for James Cook in the pass game and this and this and this Kincaid. And maybe that's more of, hey, if you start to get a few weeks into the season and things aren't hitting the way you might like, well, now I've got this Allen rushing page in my playbook on my back pocket that I could always turn to. Like, it might go the same way, where they slow play it at the start. Let's see if we can have a top-level offense without all of these designed Allen runs. And if we go through a few games and it looks like we're having some trouble, that's when we'll start to break out QB power.
Jerry and Kenmore up next. Hey, Jerry.
Hey, how are you guys?
Good.
You know, real quickly before I get to my main point, I've always argued, I agree with you that they spend more time in the pocket. But the big thing about getting hurt in the pocket is you're standing still. It is basic physics. When Allen gets to the second level, he's bigger than the guys that are trying to tackle him. And he's moving. It is basic physics. That's why running quarterbacks tend to not get hurt as often. Just, again, the laws of conservation momentum. When you're standing still, it's the reason when you headbutt someone, the person whose head is moving, it hurts way less.
Yeah. It's, I'm also thinking, Jerry, like how do linemen often get hurt? It's in the schmozzle, right? The pile of bodies. And if you're a quarterback getting tackled, there's guys around your feet. There's guys around your head. And five people at once are coming for you, or more than that sometimes. Whereas if you're out on the run, if you're good enough, like Allen and Lamar Jackson, some of the best tend to be, you get out to the edge, your eyes are up looking for the threats, and then you also have built in the ability to get out of bounds or get down.
Right. Back to him running. I would like to see them mix it up. You know, all these teams are film teams. Let's take this away. I'd like for them not to run the first 2 weeks him at all. And then week three, run him 12 times. And then the other team is guessing, what are they doing today? Use it as a weapon.
Yeah. We'll see what they do. I mean, do they have their second best idea in the run game? It's James Cook right now. Last year they came in with Cook, Damian Harris, Latavius Murray.
Mm-hmm.
One other guy. Who was the other guy that did three guys coming in? Well, I can't remember last year's running back.
Damian Harris, Latavius Murray, James Cook.
One other guy before Murray. Because Murray was the late guy that arrived late and was a surprise, like he always is. I thought they had one other
running. Did they have another one? That wasn't Ty Johnson?
Maybe it was Ty Johnson. I thought it was somebody else. I already forgot. Damian Harris, of course, did never happen because he got hurt.
Yeah.
In years past, it was more of a 1-2. Like, I wonder how much the number two running back. I guess this is the way I want to say it. Are they less established at number two back than they've been in quite some time?
Yeah.
Is it Ray Davis, Darrington Evans?
I don't think there was another name. Last year at camp, it was Cook, Harris, Murray, Evans, and Mims. And then Johnson actually showed up even later than that.
Okay.
So that was their room.
Harris was
the
power
one.
Back, and that never happened because he got hurt. Harris. Oh, Nyheim Hines was who I'm thinking of. Was also in the mix a bit.
Yes.
Yet Hines.
Yes. And that's right before camp that tears his ACL?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, so it was Hines.
So you had more veterans behind a younger James Cook, and this year it's Cook, and after him,
it's probably your rookie.
At this point, it looks like it is your rookie.
That is like one of the oldest rookies that you can get your hands on at running back. So it's probably Ray Davis.
Zoe in Buffalo up next. Hey, Zoe, good morning.
Good morning, good morning. Hey, real quick, I just want to, you know, I kind of just get annoyed when sometimes when people talk about the Josh Allen running and getting hurt. I just don't like when people keep putting that in the air. You know what I mean?
Yes, I do. Yeah.
But him running, I think he is going to slow it down a little bit more this year. He don't have, you know, eyeballing digs where, okay, he's not open where I got to run. He got so many people to look at. Where I feel like he's not going to be able to want to run as much. They got the same offensive line. They got a good chemistry here. And besides Josh Allen, people keep sleeping on, this is James Cook team. James Cook is the weapon. He's going to take the pressure off Josh Allen and need to run. He stepped up a lot from his second year. People might not be giving him too much credit, maybe because of those drop touchdowns. But I think he's still going to improve from that. But if you're just looking in the camp, he still looks flawless. He looks like he's still floating. And that Ray Davis carry, he run with a full head of steam. He's in right up the middle to the sideline. So I think the design runs not going to happen. Maybe, you know, short yardage where they're doing that little tush-push thing. That's about it. But the other running back who really was last year, it was Ty Johnson. He started getting more of the carries half of the season. Because they started to take Murray out the game. And Ty Johnson, you know, he did put some big runs off and big first downs. But James Cook is the person going to take that pressure off Josh Allen. I know we got Coleman and all the other receiving, but James Cook is the guy.
All right. Thanks, Zoe. Touches for Cook this year? Breakout
Same
candidate?
Same as last year.
I bet he's a breakout candidate. Here's something you can prorate for me if you could.
Yeah.
Give me Cook's numbers from the Joe Brady portion of the schedule on, and what that would be for a full year. Because one thing that the Bills did, the offense didn't transform all that drastically, but they were better at certain things. They were better and more committed to running the ball. They were better at finishing drives. They protected the football, which might not exactly be Ken Dorsey's fault. But like a second half cook for a full year, if you got that, what are we looking at?
I think I'll do the math on that. He ended up on the season with almost 300 touches with the Dorsey offense half the year where he was a little bit lower. I don't know. With Brady giving him the ball at the rate he did last year, we're talking about like 400 touches, I'm guessing, before doing the math on it, that it's going to be around. And I asked him yesterday about this, and he just kind of like pushed it off, like not a concern at all about like his body holding up through that. You know, he mentioned how strong he is, despite the fact that he's only listed at 190. And that was as a rookie, so he actually might be a little heavier than that. He might be up to 200. But can you see James Cook getting 400 touches in this offense? Doesn't that seem like a wild number?
Yeah.
That is McCaffrey level. That is your offense is built through a running back. And I think that I want to bet, like some other things in this offense, that what we saw from James Cook in the Brady offense last year, this is not to say he won't be a big part of it, but I can't imagine he's going to be averaging 18 to 25 touches a game again. Maybe it was that's what we had. That's a weapon we had. It was a change they could make from the offense midway through the year, and that's just the best option they had. I don't know if we're talking a little bit under 400 touches, it looks like.
Yeah.
That just seems like a lot for a guy of his size.
It's 17 carries a game is what he got.
Yeah.
That's 289 carries. If you do that for a full season, if he stays healthy and all that, he'd be on pace for 289 carries. The thing about his efficiency and how good he was, here's the other part of it. 117 carries, 507 yards, plus the 140 from the playoffs. So just doing that real quick, that's 647 in 9 games. Over a season, that's 1,200 yards rushing, just rushing. So it could be a 1,000-yard back, which there aren't that – was there one last year? There were not many 1,000-yard backs last year. But what I want to get to is his yards per carry, his yards per attempt rushing, James Cook, was 4.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run!
1.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
0.3 last year, which is passable. Is that okay? It's good. It's okay.
That's pretty good.
It's okay.
Did you ask how many running backs had 1,000 yards last year?
Yeah. I said one. I think it's one.
It's 12.
There were 12? Was it the year before there was one?
Maybe there was one the year before. Cook was fourth. Cook had 1,100.
Okay, so then...
So 1,000 yards should be the minimum for him this year?
If he
I don't
want
to say... Like, he could have a very acceptable season and be just below 1,000 yards and add in receiving. Right, if he has 950 yards and a few touchdowns and 500 yards receiving, nobody's going to be upset. But he, 1,000 yards is like a very real expectation for him. So he had 137 touches under Joe Brady. That was in 7 games. So yeah, you want to prorate that over the course of an entire season? We're talking like 330 some touches. Maybe that's fine. Maybe that's not too many for him. It's a lot. It's more than any running back in a Bills offense has ever had, with Josh Allen.
Which you'd think would tie into fewer rushes for Allen?
Yeah. Yeah, you would think so.
803-0550, getting connected with our fans. You can join us and do that. It's brought to you by Northtown Kia, Western New York's number one Kia dealer. Shop online at northtownkia.com. Toby, we'll get right to your phone call. I got instant trivia for you. Also on a Keon Coleman expectation, potentially. A ceiling for Coleman. What kind of company he would be in if he reached it. I'll give Joe some trivia on that. You can play along as well. 803-0550 on WGR.
Gonna tuck it and fight his way. The surge pushing him down to the 2 and into the end zone for the touchdown. It was a pile-driving touchdown run by Josh Allen from 6 yards out.
Talking a little about Josh Allen running the ball, he talked with Kay Adams yesterday, who was at Bills camp, about not being in the business of taking too many hits. You know, it's August 2nd, and it's the preseason when we're talking about Allen and how much he runs it. We've got a Twitter poll about that, and if anybody's got the right formula, right, for how much he should run. And one thing about this, I got a good tweet on this as we connect with our fans. So, tweet comes in, and...
Mm-hmm.
No real name on this, so I'll go for you here. This narrative has been weird. Lamar runs all the time. He gets tackled. It's not like Allen's getting slammed every time he takes a hit. He's bigger, more solid. Allen should run whenever the situation is right, designed or otherwise. There's been no issues. And I tend to agree with that. I tend to agree that the narrative has been oversold. However, the thing that makes it not really narrative is that Allen continues to talk about it, too. He's asked about it. Maybe Lamar's not asked about it as much.
Yeah.
And Allen is asked about it. And he says he's got to make sure he's protecting his body, which is probably something that comes to him from the owner, the coach, the GM. You know, they're looking to protect their most important player, which is totally reasonable.
Can I make this point without everyone getting mad that I'm jinxing it? By the way, there's a piece of wood right here that I'm knocking on.
I'm going to walk out of the room.
Knocking on the wood. I just want to throw out there that it is incredible that he's talking about protecting himself. We see him constantly not protecting himself. He jumps over people every year, at least a couple of times. He lowers his shoulder into linemen and usually runs through them. He takes hits running the ball all the time. And again, I'm knocking on wood, so don't get mad at me. He has the longest active start streak in the National Football League. And he's approaching the Bills' record, by the way, that Joe Ferguson has. Allen's at 88 games in a row. Ferguson's at 107. Again, I'm knocking on wood. Don't get mad at me. It's kind of incredible. Some guys are just built that way. He's also huge, right? Which is very different than Lamar Jackson. Is he 50 pounds bigger than Lamar Jackson is? 40 pounds bigger?
Probably.
Jackson, by the way, doesn't often miss games because he's getting hurt running. Jackson misses games because he's always sick. Not even like kidding about that. Like he missed, I think, 2 regular season games the year before last because he was sick, and then he missed a bunch of training camp this year. So like Jackson, he gets injuries too, but it's not like a crazy amount. And Allen's out here like whatever you're doing, just I guess just keep it up because he doesn't leave the field. And the last time he got hurt, which was in his rookie season, it was an injury that happened in the pocket.
More knocking on wood.
We're knocking on wood as much as possible here.
No, the last time he got hurt was not his rookie season. It was against the Jets, also in the pocket.
Oh, thank you, thank you. Right. Also, rookie season was the last time he missed games.
That's right, also in the pocket.
And that was the game. The next week was the Minnesota week that we didn't. Isn't it right we didn't know if he was playing until like 20 minutes before the game started?
Yes.
That's what I remember. Thinking Keenum was going to play against the Vikings. And that maybe it was like 20 minutes before that we learned that Allen was probably playing.
Speaking of Case Keenum, he played last night.
Yeah, he threw a touchdown. Oh, did we win our...
Our parlay, we had a same-game parlay. It got refunded because of the
because game the game got canceled?
Yes, yes. We did hit the under on Tim Boyle's passing yards.
Oh, of course we did.
But anyway, speaking of Case Keenum, last night's game, Case Keenum and Davis Mills, those are two pretty good Hall of Fame game quarterbacks. Brett Rippon threw three touchdowns, if you care about Brett Rippon.
Okay. I don't. Should I?
No.
Mills went 10 of 13 for 102 and a touchdown.
Mm-hmm. Do you want some instant trivia?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
Give me some instant
Let's
trivia.
Let's do some instant trivia here.
By the way, did you see the former Bill that caught a touchdown pass in the game yesterday? Who was on the list of touchdown receptions from Josh Allen? Any idea? Who caught a touchdown in last night's game that's also caught a touchdown from Josh Allen?
C.J. Mosley. No. Sorry, I just learned that one pick six. Who caught a touchdown last night that also caught a touchdown from Josh Allen? The answer, of course, is not Diggs.
This isn't easy.
All right, who is it?
Tommy Sweeney.
Okay. Tommy Sweeney.
Hey, started games for the Bills at tight end a couple years ago. I was at the game. Tennessee caught a touchdown.
Instant trivia.
Hopefully easier than the one I just gave you.
Yep.
Trying to get to Tommy Sweeney.
So here's some instant trivia for you. Yesterday at Bills camp, I saw a highlight tweeted out. You know, everybody's there at camp. The whole assorted media.
Yep.
And I saw...
Hiding in the shade if they could.
That's right. There's not a lot of shade. I saw a tweet highlight of an Allen to Keon Coleman touchdown pass.
Yep.
And Mookie Hawkins, WUFO, tweeted out 10-plus touchdowns. His prediction for Allen to... Coleman, that he'll get 10 touchdowns.
Okay.
Which, this trivia will illustrate two things. One, that might not be likely. Two, but maybe there's an opening. Six receivers in the NFL last year caught 10 touchdowns. Who are they? Six receivers.
Six?
Yeah, the league lead was 13.
I thought it was more.
Nope. All right, six receivers and one tight end. But six wide receivers caught 10 touchdowns.
Is the tight end Laporta?
It is.
Okay.
Yep.
How about Puka Nacua?
No.
Guy caught 1,600 yards and didn't get the 10 touchdowns. How about... No, the Eagles did tush pushes. It's not going to be an Eagle. Right? It's not A.J. Brown?
No.
Okay. Mike Evans.
13.
Yeah.
Tied.
He led the league?
Tied for the league lead, wow. Mike Evans.
That guy is so good. Always so good. How about... Should this be difficult? It shouldn't be, right?
A few of the names are very obvious. The best receivers in football. And again, I said... One of these names will leave an opening for the idea that Keon Coleman could do it in his rookie season.
Okay, so one of them's a rookie.
Yes.
Is that rookie... This was... So it's not Puka Nacua, and the first-round picks were Zay Flowers, Addison, wasn't Smith and Jigba. How about Zay Flowers? Did he get there?
No.
Did Addison get there?
10 touchdowns.
Did he really?
Yes.
Wow.
Jordan Addison, 10 touchdowns. There's your opening.
Yeah.
Like a rookie did it last year.
And he
was not some world beater.
No,
he had 10 touchdowns. He had 911 yards and 70 catches, 911, 10 touchdowns.
Wouldn't you have thought, without looking at his stats, yesterday on the field, if I just asked you, hey, how good was Jordan Addison in his rookie year? Wouldn't you have said, like, pretty good?
Probably fine.
Yeah.
10 touchdowns.
How about Tyreek Hill?
13.
Yep.
You're missing
Ross St. Brown?
Correct. 10.
Oh, I thought of him and didn't guess because I would have thought no way there are two Lions on this list. Okay.
Yep, 10 touchdowns. Amon-Ra St. Brown, the sun god himself.
How many more are there?
Two.
Two more?
How one about... is one of the best receivers in football.
CeeDee Lamb.
Correct.
Yeah.
And the other is, thought he might be traded, isn't.
Ayuk?
Nope. This guy's not considered one of the best receivers in football. He will not...
Amari Cooper?
He will not likely catch 10 touchdowns this season after going through a quarterback change to a rookie, and the team is... dead in the water right now?
Who did we think was getting traded is now dead in the water?
His teammate got traded. This team was going to tear it down, rebuild, trade all the receivers. We thought about this guy's an idea for the Bills to play. I'll just give it to you. You're not going to believe this guy had 10 touchdowns.
Oh, now I want it. His team tore it down and rebuilt. So, okay, that's Minnesota, but we already got them.
More. Tore it more down.
Tore more down than Minnesota.
Pretty much. I mean, this is a where are they team. They traded their quarterback.
The Raiders?
They cut their quarterback.
Devontae Adams?
No, they cut their quarterback.
They
sorry.
Cut their quarterback.
They cut their quarterback.
Oh. Is it Cortland Sutton?
Cortland Sutton had 10.
Oh, come on.
He had 10 touchdowns.
He had 10 touchdowns? Really? I had him in fantasy. That was not a 10 touchdown season.
10 touchdowns.
Oh, come on.
So, like, to the point here, 10 touchdowns is hard to do. Evans Hill, CeeDee Lamb, Amon-Ra St. Brown, but also Jordan Addison.
By the way, Tank Dell would have got there because I think he had 7 in like 10 games.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
Nico Collins had 8 in 10 games.
What type of season would it be? What it would feel like? You know, you just mentioned Jordan Addison. I don't know what his numbers, his yards are.
70 for 9-11 and 10 touchdowns.
All right, see, that's more yards than I was thinking for this question.
Wouldn't 100% of Bills fans sign up for that from Keon Coleman?
100%.
The numbers... should be 100% of Bills fans would sign up for that.
What if the yardage was a lot lower than that, but the touchdowns weren't? What if I told you he had 500 yards and 10 touchdowns? Isn't that kind of a that's a possible outcome?
It is. 500
like, I'm
seems,
watching him at these practices.
It seems a little low for me.
He looks great when he's got these one-on-one contested catch situations. He's not catching all of them, but he's making some highlight reel catches every day. And I'm just worried about his ability to get open as a rookie. And for me, that can read like a low output yardage season, but red zone touchdowns. And you might look at the end of the day and see, all right, well, we got the TDs at least, but he wasn't as big a part of the offense as we thought otherwise. I'm thinking that's a very, very possible outcome. And how will that feel? How would it feel if he gets 600 yards, but he gets 10 touchdowns? You gonna feel good about that?
It depends. If they finish 15-2, I'm gonna feel great about it. If they finish,
sure.
You know,
yep.
10-7, yeah. 803-0550 and 1-888-550-2550. The blue and red tonight. Showers kind of coming through all weekend. Had some thunderstorms pass through the Hall of Fame game. Came and went, and they didn't finish it. They called it after 2.5 quarters, roughly. Got 8 kickoffs in, got 7 returns. It's kind of the story of the day from the Hall of Fame game. Jeremy and Joe here on WGR. It is a Friday. You can enter into the Friday foursome contest. Labatt, WGR, and Encore Golf. Every Friday we announce a lucky winner. We did that today to experience the excitement of playing one of the finest courses in Western New York, Seneca Hickory Stick, Lockport Country Club, Diamond Hawk, or Clover Bank. You'll receive a box of Encore golf balls, $25 gift certificate to Encore Golf, a one-year basic membership to Club Encore. Enter at WGR550.com for your chance to win. Brought to you by Labatt Pristine Refreshing Pilsner. Please enjoy responsibly. And Encore Golf, you just became a better golfer. Must be 21 plus to enter.
Nicole Briscoe of ESPN yesterday made a bold prediction. They were doing a segment, bold predictions. Her bold prediction for the 2024 season: Taylor Swift will attend more games than Aaron Rodgers will play. Do you like that? I think I would bet that. She'll attend more games than he'll play. Isn't she going to go to every game this year?
No.
Oh, is she still on tour? No, she is still on tour. I'm going to the concert in November.
I thought Rodgers made a good point the other day. He said it in a very funny way, but the video of Rodgers on the sideline, he and Garrett Wilson arguing, talking, blah,
yep.
blah, blah.
Yep.
That went out there, and, you know, I've got a little devil on my shoulder. And I've got three devils. I got the devil.
Three devils.
Three shoulder. I've got the devil on one side, the angel on the other,
yeah.
and then I've got the snarky guy over in the middle.
Okay.
Because the devil...
He gets his own devil.
Yeah, there's a snarky devil.
Yeah.
The devil is like, oh, look at that, Rodgers and Wilson. That's got to be
trouble.
Look at this trouble in paradise. And the angel says, listen, it's not that big a deal. That stuff happens. The snarky part of me says, you know, some version of, does Garrett Wilson want out? These things happen. I am not one to want to latch on to two players in a competitive environment trying to get better, arguing, disagreeing. People do that all the time. So Rodgers basically said some version of, it's not that big a deal. It's on camera. You're filming practice. These guys actually get in fist fights at practice.
Mm-hmm.
Josh Allen and Jordan Phillips threw punches last year. They fought.
Yes. To some degree.
They brought Jordan Phillips back. He's still on the team. They probably played golf together.
But that's like heat of the moment. They're doing a goal line drill, and he takes a hit.
That's the same thing as Rodgers and Wilson arguing on the sideline. That's heat of the moment.
Right.
I don't defend Aaron Rodgers on too many things. I'll defend him there. I think he's probably right. It's not that big a deal. But I also want to pretend that it is a big deal because it's more fun.
He did say he's got to get on my page, but I have to get on his page too because he's got a whole book that I need to understand fully. Which, that there's no problem with that.
Except you skipped minicamp.
You skipped minicamp, and in every other situation, don't we always, I mean, maybe actually the Bills were not really talking this way, but don't you often hear when a quarterback goes to a new team, like, oh, they got to develop their chemistry together, right? Work in progress. Sometimes that doesn't even get going to like the middle of the season. And here the Jets, everyone's just like, oh yeah, Aaron Rodgers will plug right in. He's going to be an MVP level quarterback or a great quarterback throwing the ball to Garrett Wilson. And even he's admitting here, like, they're figuring it out. Maybe they're not hating each other. Like, you know, you could think when you watch the video, but if you want to find in reality what it might actually be, it's they're trying to find their chemistry together, which they would not have yet because they didn't really play together. They did not play together. Four snaps.
2 weeks from today is what? The Olympics will be over.
2 weeks from today is...
not a Bills preseason game. They play the Bears.
Okay.
Then they play the Steelers. They've got the joint practice still scheduled, right? But 2 weeks from today, Joe, you know what it is?
That's August 16th. I have no idea.
It is the first game of the Premier League season.
Oh, let's go.
2 weeks.
How did I not know that?
Yep. Liverpool opens on Saturday against Ipswich Town.
Ipswich, welcome to the league. Ipswich Town.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Ipswich.
He's like a part owner.
Oh, he's going to be upset that day.
All right.
Lose 5-0.
Football Friday continues. Hall of Fame game done. On to the next round of games for the preseason. We'll get you all the matchups. Break them down. What we learned.
No.
Final hour of the show coming up. Hang out with us on a Friday and gear up for the blue and red tonight, of course. Big day for Bills fans to get out there. And what could Josh Allen possibly do with a helmet to go viral? The whole local news media is sending people there ready with cameras. You can't afford to miss this. If he's going to do something, you can't afford to miss it. We'll see what he does. These things happen. I am not one to want to latch on to two players in a competitive environment trying to get better, arguing, disagreeing. People do that all the time. So Rodgers basically said some version of, it's not that big a deal. It's on camera. You're filming practice. These guys actually get in fist fights at practice.
Mm-hmm.
Josh Allen and Jordan Phillips threw punches last year. They fought.
Yes. To some degree.
They brought Jordan Phillips back. He's still on the team. They probably played golf together.
But that's like heat of the moment. They're doing a goal line drill, and he takes a hit.
That's the same thing as Rodgers and Wilson arguing on the sideline. That's heat of the moment.
Right.
I don't defend Aaron Rodgers on too many things. I'll defend him there. I think he's probably right. It's not that big a deal. But I also want to pretend that it is a big deal because it's more fun.
He did say he's got to get on my page, but I have to get on his page too because he's got a whole book that I need to understand fully. Which, that there's no problem with that.
Except you skipped minicamp.
You skipped minicamp, and in every other situation, don't we always... I mean, maybe actually the Bills were not really talking this way, but don't you often hear when a quarterback goes to a new team, like, oh, they got to develop their chemistry together, right? Work in progress. Sometimes that doesn't even get going to like the middle of the season. And here the Jets, everyone's just like, oh yeah, Aaron Rodgers will plug right in. He's just going to be an MVP-level quarterback or a great quarterback throwing the ball to Garrett Wilson. And even he's admitting here, like, they're figuring it out. Maybe they're not hating each other, like, you know, you could think when you watch the video, but if you want to find in reality what it might actually be, it's they're trying to find their chemistry together, which yep. they would not have yet because they didn't really play together. Not even they didn't really play together. They did not play together. Four snaps.
2 weeks from today is what? The Olympics will be over.
2 weeks from today is...
not a Bills preseason game. They play the Bears.
Okay.
Then they play the Steelers. They've got the joint practice still scheduled, right? But 2 weeks from today, Joe, you know what it is?
That's August 16th. I have no idea.
It is the first game of the Premier League season.
Oh, let's go.
2 weeks.
How did I not know that?
Yep. Liverpool opens on Saturday against Ipswich Town.
Ipswich, welcome to the league. Ipswich Town.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Ipswich.
He's like a part owner.
Oh, he's going to be upset that day. They're
all right.
Lose 5-0.
Football Friday continues. Hall of Fame game done. On to the next round of games for the preseason. We'll get you all the matchups. Break them down. What we learned. No. Final hour of the show coming up. Hang out with us on a Friday and gear up for the blue and red tonight, of course. Big day for Bills fans to get out there. And what could Josh Allen possibly do with a helmet to go viral? The whole local news media is sending people there ready with cameras. You can't afford to miss this. If he's going to do something, you can't afford to miss it. We'll see what he does.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.